The whole din of zman in a get is nidir rabbanim. If they might take the zman begitin, the Gemara said the Pharisee said takana the rabbanim. So the whole din that get mukdam is fossil is a psul nidir rabbanim. In our Torah, apparently you don't need zman, and even if it's a mukdam, it wouldn't be fossil in our Torah. The whole psul is only nidir rabbanim. So the Gemara says there was a ma'isa shahaya. Here, four lines from the bottom of Yud Ches and the base in the Gemara. Once upon a time, a man wanted to divorce his wife, and he told a group of 10 people, "Kis v'get li'ishti," and he said, "Kulchem." Rashi says, "Udamal asar kulchem kisva." He wanted all 10 to sign the get. So what happened was, Chasim Shem and I biyomei v'inach mikan v'adasar yam. Two people signed on the same day; the other signed on a later day. So that was a machloikis starting from the third line from the top. Itmar, Omal Asar Kisva Get Lishti. He said that all 10 Amishum Eidus, like Rish Lakish, but he said only Shnaim Amishum Eidus and Kulam Mishum Tanai. Achlex Ab Yechanam Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Shuma Levi was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanam. So he holds like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shuma Levi holds like Rish Lakish, that Kulam, the Gemara gave two Nafkaminas. If you hold like Rish Lakish, Kulam Mishum Eidim, or you hold like Rabbi Yechanam, Shnaim Mishum Eidim, tonight. One nafkmina was, do they all have to be kosher? What if one of them is going to be a karav or a pasul? So if kulam mishum eidim, so they all have to be kosher leidus. If only shnai mishum eidim, kulam mishum hashar mishum tanai, so the others can be pasul. That was one nafkmina. The other nafkmina was, do they all have to sign on the same day? You don't want it to be a get mukdam. So if only shnai mishum eidim, so as long as two of them signed on that day, so it's a kosher get, the rest have got that tanai bialma. And if you all like Rish Lakish, that Kulam Mishimedim, then they all have to sign on the same day, otherwise it's going to be a Mukda, because the last day are also signing with Torah Seidus, and it's going to be a Get Mukdam. So this Maisa Shahaya, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is involved, he was the same generation as Rabbi Yechanan, and he really held like Rish Lakish, that Kula Mishum Eidim, and it really should be possible because it's a get mugdam. But because Reb Shimon in the Mishnah holds that it's not a mugdam, Reb Shimon sheet is that Kimishanasan and Lagar Shuvein Abal Oichal Peres. So it's Nichta Bayom, Benechtam Balaylo, Nichta Bayom, Benechtam 10 days later is also good. That was also a machlekes, whether Reb Shimon would be machshir only Nichta Bayom, Benechtam Balaylo right away on the same night. Read him Ikan Bara Sara Yomin. So that was a machlekes. So that was on the bottom of Yud Chesem and Allah. Also machlekes of Yechon Mishlokes. Mishlokes says the Hirsch Reb Shimon Elal Alter. If it's Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayl, Al Mikan Bara Sara Yomin, Loi Chashinon, Shem Apiyas. Reb Yechon disagrees. Reb Yechon says it's okay. So this Reb Shom Alevi, he's an independent thinker. So he holds half like Reb Yechon, half like Mishlokes. He holds half like Reb Yechon. That according to the Tana Reb Shimon, Nichta Bayom v'Nechtam 10 days later is also good. But he holds a Kula Mishum Eidim. So if you hold like the Chachamim to Reb Shimon, so Nichta Bayom v'Nechtam 10 days later, even Nichta Bayom in two Chasimis Bayom, the other eight Chasimis later is going to be Pasul. So this case, Hahud Yomaluhu Lasor, a man was divorcing his wife and he told all 10 Kulchem Kis V'Get Lishti. Two of them signed on the same day. The Enoch and the other eight, the other witnesses signed 10 days later. Also, the Kamdur Shem Levi asked the Shaila. So, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi's opinion, this case was a machlek Reb Shimon and the Rabbanah. And according to the Rabbanah, the get should be possible. And halacha l'maaseh, that's how we pass, and the get is going to be possible with the Rabbanah. So apparently it was some kind of a shas hatchak. Rashi says, what kind of a shas? How can you conjure up in your mind the shas hatchak? Rashi says, either Shalach Zela Darko, the husband disappeared, and you can't get him back. No way to get him to give a second get. Or perhaps the husband didn't disappear, but she went and she remarried already. So if it's a get mugdom, it's Teitze Mizeh Mizeh. Then it's going to be Teitze Mizeh Mizeh. So the Shaila was over here, it's a big Shas Hatchak. So he says, it's going to be a tragedy. Tell the woman she has to get divorced. So Amalei, so Reb Shimon Levi Paskins, Kedai Reb Shimon Lismachalov, Bishas Hatchak. This idea appears, it says on the margin, it appears in Shabbos Daf Memhei, the Gemara there is discussing a topic of Hilchas Muktzeh. And the Gemara needed Davom, Daf Tess, Muktzeh is only a Dinder Rabbanah, Muktzeh Letilchot. It's not mukta lachila. Mukta l'tilta l'chol ha'des is only a din with the Rabbanan. And the Gemara needed davav and davtes is also talking about din de Rabbanan. Din de Rabbanan that if a woman becomes a nida, so whatever she touched within the last 24 hours, if it's kochim or taris, kochim or truma, so we're machmet to treat it as if it's tamim misafek. So that's only a din with the Rabbanan, the Gemara says. Ben HaTorah, when the woman becomes a nida, she's tamei mikanal abo. The whole chumra that you metamil ma'frei me'ez leis, whatever she touched within the last 24 hours, is only a din with the Rabbanan, only by kochim and by truma. So the Gemara says there, if it's a big shas hatchak, it's going to turn out to be hefsid merubah. So the Gemara says, in shas hatchak, you can rely on the shita sayachid, even though we normally don't paskan like that shita sayachid. Over here also the pashtus is that we're talking about a din de rabban. The Gemara brochus is a question, is it a din? Sounds also like it's a din de rabban. The pashtus in the Gemara, it's a din de rabban. All the Gemaras where this appears, that b'shas hatchak, if you really have a big shas hatchak, mor haruah can paskan like the shita sayachid. So all the cases in the Gemara seem to be talking about cases that are the Rabban. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He points out, you don't need Rav Moshe Feinstein for this, he points out there's machlokes v'shaf and the Taz. Rav Moshe knew not only the first chelik yeridah, this is the third chelik yeridah, in Hilchas Orla. So there's machlokes v'shaf and the Taz in the third chelik yeridah, yeah? Whether this din of kedai hu lismachola b'shas, kedai hu shita sayochid, this machala b'shas hatchak, does it only apply to cases where you're dealing with an issue de rabbanon, or even in a case where you're dealing with an issue de reis? An issue de rabbanon, we can understand a little better that yochid v'rabim halacha kirabim, even though we pass on like the majority opinion, but it does mean that the yochid made a mistake. The yochid shita is eile v'eile dibe l'kim chai. There is validity to his opinion. You have to have a psak halacha l'maisa. So we pass on like the majority opinion. We pass on like the rabbi. But at least it's a Sofi Kol Dehu. That's how the Ran writes in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin. The Ran and the Rif writes that the Shita Sayachid is at least considered a Sofi Kol Dehu. It's not a 50-50 Sofik. It was outvoted. Yochid V'rab Malachi Kirab. But it's still considered a Sofi Kol Dehu. And therefore, Kol Amei Kol Baratz Halacha Kemosa B'chutz Lortz. When it comes to Sofi Korla B'chutz Lortz, it's Mutter. So the Din is not only if it's a Mutter, if it's a 50-50 Sofik, even if it's a slim suffix, even if the odds are that it is really Arlo, and it's only a slight miut chance that it's not going to be Arlo, so we would say that it's still suffix Arlo b'chutz l'aretz. So the mail, if you have a machlechit yachid v'rabim, even though in Eretz Yisrael, where suffix Arlo is aser, we would have paskin, we do paskin like the rabim, like the majority opinion. But b'chutz l'aretz, we consider it a safek kala b'chutz l'aretz. Any safek kala d'hu is enough. So here, at least you can understand if it's a din de rabbanon in the Gemara and Shabbos by muktzah, not Gemara the din of a get muktzah is a psul de rabbanon. The Gemara needs all din of the rabbanon. So a din of the rabbanon, the din is that safek de rabbanon l'kud. But that's only if it's a legitimate safek. It has to be 50-50 safek. So the Gemara says, we have a stretch. Since it's only a din de rabbanon, and if you have a big shas hatchak, so you can even consider, you even have the right to be mekel if it's a safek kol dehu, namely if it's a yochid keneged rabim. Kedaihu hayochid lismachala b'shas hatchak, if it's a shitas hayochid keneged rabim, that's also considered a safek. The question is, but it should only be by arlo b'chutz l'aretz, this din. So the Gemara stretches it. If it's a shas hatchak, then you can even rely on a Sofik Kol Dehu. But if you're dealing with a real din d'oraisa, that's very difficult to understand. How can there be achreinu musay machlokes d'shach and etaz in yeridei at techel gimel? How can there be a machlokes whether you have a right to say in a case of a din d'oraisa kedai ha'yachid lismachal b'shas atchak? Rabbi Yosef Engel has a few svarim that are called oitzris yosef. So one of the Eitzis Yosef is a long open letter to the Kotzker Rebbe. That was his Mechutin. So he writes to his dear Mechutin, has a 100-page open letter to his Mechutin that the Kotzker Rebbe printed a Kol Kari in the newspapers in Europe that the farmers in Eretz Yisrael who relied on the Heta Mechira are Shemitahs compared to Shabbos, Shavsar Shabbos Lashem, Chal Shabbos Beferesi is Dina Ka'akum. So he says that the farmers in Eretz Yisrael who rely on the Het HaMechira, and the Chal HaShabbos b'Feres, you have a din like a goy, you can't be mitzar from the dominion. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. It's din like a goy. So he writes how he doesn't agree with anything that his Mechutin said. So he says, first of all, Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon. So don't exaggerate so much. Then he says, even when Shemitah would be there, Isa, the Torah calls it Shabbos. Like Shabbos Bereshis, fine. Rashi says the beginning of Parshas Par like Shabbos Bereshis, but it's still not like Shabbos Bereshis. Then Machal Shabbos Dina Ka'akum, we don't find anywhere in the Gemara that applies. And then he picks on everything that he said. And then he says at the end of the day, he's prepared to be Mekel even without a Heta Mechira. He thinks that if they're not going to plant this, was not talking about Shemitah B'zman Hazeh last year. Talking about Shemitah over 100 years ago. He died around 100 years ago. So he writes that it was such a big Shas HaTzak, if they wouldn't work the farm on Shemitah, they would have to live off a charity that would be collected in a Chutzlart. They would have to collect donations for them. That's when the Keren HaShviz was started, over 100 years ago, when they started to observe the laws of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. So he says he considers that such a big Shas HaTzak. He's prepared to be Mekel even if Shemitah would have been the Raisa. He quotes the same Achlekes that Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes, Achlekes the Shach and the Taz, in the third Chelek Yeridea, where the Kedayu Rapleini list Mechola B'Shas HaTchak even applies to a Din the Raisa. So he says, he could even be Mekel on Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh without a Het Nechir. You don't even need a Het Nechir.
What is the Het?
There are Rishonim Mechol that Shemitah B'Zman HaZeh doesn't apply at all. Yeah. Yeah, he says some Rishonim say that in order to have Shemitah the Araisa, you have to have Bez Nagadol counting the years. If Bez Nagadol doesn't count, so there's no din of Shemitah. This is the right. It's the Balamor and the Sugya Shemitah later in Lamed Zayin in Gittin in Perak HaShalech, and the Ravid is quoting also the Ravid. Is quoted by the Sefer HaTrumas. Sefer HaTrumas is by Talmud of the Ramban. Not to be confused with the Sefer HaTrumah by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTosfos. It's like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the Sefer HaTrumos is all on Shtoris. Everything in Chosh Mishpat, Hilchos Shtoris, is all based on the Sefer HaTrumos. The Gedulei Trumah is a commentary on the Sefer HaTrumos. So the Sefer HaTrumas quotes that the Ravid also agreed with this Baal HaMor. They learned Bacharusa, not surprising that they both say the same thing very often. Very often we have on the bottom of the Rif, they say the same thing, Baal HaMor and the Ravid. So they both say the same thing, that in order to have Shemitah Deraisa, you have to have a Bez Nagadol counting. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Targum Yonis and Ben Ezeel, Targum Yerushalmi on the Chumash, that says, Ki Sasha Berecha Mashas Me'uma, wrong pasuk, how does it say? It says when the Shnas HaShemitah comes to an end, you're not allowed to ask for the loivit to pay back the loan. How does it say? Kikora Shemitah LaShem. So how do you translate that pasuk? Kikora Shemitah LaShem. So the Targum Yerushalmi says, because the Bezin has declared it as Shnas HaShemitah. So you see from the Targum Yerushalmi that it doesn't become Shemitah by itself. You have to have a Bezin counting the years and making it into Shemitah. The Goenim hold like that when it gets to Yovel, that Yovel doesn't happen by itself. That's what Rav Chaim explains in the Sefer on the Rambam. That B'zman HaZeh, we don't say every 50th year should be a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. We just count 7, 7, 7, 7, Li'er Levoy. Years ago, they didn't count 7, 7, Li'er Levoy. They counted 49, and then the 50th year was a blank year. And even the Gemara says, even towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, when Yovel was not observed, because you didn't have Kol Yashveh Oleh, some of the Shvatim already went into Golos, but still Yovel was a blank year to push off the next Shemitah year. And B'zman HaZeh, the Goyim say that you don't count the Yovel as a blank year. Why is that? So Rav Chaim explains in the Sefer that the Chumash says, in order to make the year into Yovel, you have to have a Bez Nagadol counting. If nobody's counting the years, it doesn't become Yovel automatically. You have to have Davke Bezin counting. So here there's a Targum Yerushalmi, a Targum Yonasim, what's printed in this Chumashim, is Targum Yonasim and Ezeel, some old Targum, that says that the same is true regarding Shemitah. Kikara Shemitah Lashem, because the Bezin has declared that it's Shnas HaShemitah. So the Ravid and the Baal HaMor say that years ago, even after the Bezin HaGadol ceased to exist, but at least there was a Bezin in Eretz Yisrael, a central Bezin that was counting the years and declaring which year is going to be Shemitah. But they say in their time, in the days of the Ravid and the Baal HaMor, there's no central Bezin in Eretz Yisrael counting anything, so there isn't even Shemitah Midrabbanan. maybe according to them, now that we have a Medina and we have Rabbanus HaRoshes and you have there is some central rabbinic body at Eretz Israel counting and declaring when Shnas HaShmitis, maybe then it'll become again their Isa. Or at least to become the Rabbanon. To become the Rabbanon. Because the Raibin and the Balamar say that when you have a Bez Nagodl counting, then the Shemitah, the Raisa. When you have some central rabbinic body in Eretz Yisrael counting, then it's going to be Shemitah with the Rabbanon. So maybe now they'll agree that it should be Shemitah with the Rabbanon. And then Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes, there's another opinion to rely on, there's Rabbeinu Baruch, the Bala Truma, the Sefer Truma. His opinion is that the Kedusha Shniyah was also like Kitcha Lasi Lava. We usually assume Kedusha Shniyah was Kitcha Lasi Lava. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael continues on even after the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Kedusha B'Sheina, there was a Machlokes, and the accepted opinion in the Gemara is that the Kedusha B'Sheina was like Kitcha Lasi Lava. After the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha B'Sheina disappeared. And the Kedusha Shniyah that was created by Ezra Nehemiah. So the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim assumed that the Kedusha Shniyah was Loi Batla. It lasts on, except for the Sefer HaTruma. We're only going quotes in the Bir Agra. The Sefer HaTruma is of the opinion that Kedusha Shniyah was also Batla after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There's no Kedusha at all in Eretz Yisrael, so there isn't even any Truma Samais no Shemitah V'Yovel. Unless you say again that now that the Jews moved back to Eretz Yisrael, maybe now there's a Kedusha Shlishis. Rabbi Yosef Engel was writing in the late 1800s, the early 1900s, over 100 years ago. Maybe you should say that today there's a Kedusha Shlishis already. Probably not yet. Not yet a Kedusha Shlishis. So this is what he suggests, that maybe there's room to be made even without a Hetem Mechira. And maybe you can say that this is Kedai Hu Rapleini Lis Mechol B'Shas HaTchak, to rely on the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTruma, and to rely on the Raivet and the Balamor, that the Bizman is Edo Shmita at all. But this is the source in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Benegeh Tadinim de Rabbanim, Kedai Hu Rapleini Lis Mechol B'Shas HaTchak. So the Gemara says that this Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi holds like Reish Lakish Kula Mishameidim.
What is Mechol B'Shas
HaTchak? I think in Orloch, Hilchos Orloch. I don't remember which detail, but that's where they developed their Machlokes. They're talking about a Din D'Oraisa. Whether if you have a big Shas HaTchak, can you be Mekal or not?
They don't give a svar for why you would be able to find a Raisa? Neither does
the Very difficult. Very difficult. The Pashtus, all the Gemaras are talking about Dinim Derabbanan. So Din Derabbanan, there is a rule that Sofik Derabbanan Lekula, but a Sofik has to be 50-50 Sofik. So somehow the Gemara says, if it's a big Shas HaTchak, even a Sofik Koldehu would also be acceptable. Just like we always say, by Sofik Arla B'chutz Lars, that a Sofik Koldehu is acceptable. Like the Ran explained on the Rif in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. So here this, Rabbi Shua Malevi holds half and half, the Gemara explained. He holds like Reish Lakish that Kulam Shem Edim. So the fact that two of the Edim signed on that day and the other Edim signed 10 days later is really a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. That should really be a machlekes. And the only one who would say that it's good is Reb Shimon. The Chacham should say it's no good. So we should really paskin that the get is no good and the woman has to get divorced from the second husband. But because Reb Shimon says that it's good, why does Reb Shimon say it's good? Because on that machlekes, Reb Yechanan Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon Levi holds like Reb Yechanan. Afinu mikan varasor yomim minat choy shishem epiyas. That's the top line on Yud Ches and the base. Reb Yechanan afinu mikan varasor yomim lecha shin shem epiyas. Misa de piyas kala is like. So that's what Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says. So here, this is what the Rishonim have the whole Rif. The Rif and the Tshuva, the Rosh and the Ran, they all have the Machlokes. How do we paskin over here? Usually, whenever there's Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokesh, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. But also, we have another klal from the Gemara in the end of Megillah. Whenever there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, we always paskin like Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. So here, Yeshua Ben Levi disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. And he holds Kulam Mishameidim. He holds like Reish Lakish Kulam Mishameidim. So maybe you should paskin like Rabbi Shulam Levi. That's the pilpul that the Rishonim have over here. How do we deal with this case, L'psak Halacha L'mais? The Gemara says in the end of Megillah, there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shulam Levi, which has the higher level of Kedusha, Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. L'may Nafkemina, we have a rule, Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin. You're permitted to convert a building that has the lower level of Kedusha into a higher level of Kedusha. So Rabbi Yechanan says that the Beis HaKnesses has a higher level of Kedusha than the Beis HaMedrash. You're permitted to convert a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses, but not the reverse. And Rabbi Shulman Levi says the reverse, that the Beis HaMedrash has a high level of Kedusha, a Beis HaKnesses, so the reverse. You're permitted to convert a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, not the reverse. That's Malam HaKodesh V'lom HaRidi. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokes, and then the Gemara just assumes the din is like Rabbi Shulman Levi. So Tosfos says, how did they know to assume the din is like Rabbi Shulman Levi? They say, apparently that's the assumption, that we always pass like Rabbi Shulman Levi, even when he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the Shiloh over here. Here he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan whether Kula Mishum Eidim or Shnai Mishum Eidim and Kula Mishum Tanai. So Rabbi Shulman Levi holds against Rabbi Yochanan. Unless they say it's a different Rabbi Shulman Levi. Tosfos says in one place there are two different people with the same name. Okay, maybe it's a different Rabbi Shulman Levi, but it sounds like it's all from the same generation. It's all the same Rabbi Shulman Levi. I'll be Pashtun. Okay. Then the Tosfos gets involved in the Gzeira de Rabbanon. Tosfos doesn't come up with any dinim deraisa here in this big fat Tosfos. They just talk about Gzeiras. When do you make a Gzeira? When do you not make a Gzeira? Other Rishonim, you look in the Ran, other Rishonim come up with Chidushim deraisa in this mess over here. If you have a Shtar and you have a lot of Hasimas, so some of them are kosher, some of them are apostles, so some Rishonim come up with Chidushim deraisa here. When is it good, when is it not good? But Tosfos says everything is all Gzeiras derabbanan, there are no dinim deraisa. Okay, let's see a new cheerful Mishnah. Let's see, you test some of that. You write a get, there's a din of ksav. There's a din of ksav. You write a sefer Torah, there's a din that you have to write a sefer Torah bidyo. Bidyo has to be black ink. Here you can write a get with red ink also. It doesn't necessarily have to be dafke black ink. It's not a sefer Torah. And the background doesn't have to be parchment. The Mishnah says, "Ala kol kosim, ala al shal zayis, ala kevin shal pur, v'nos nos tapur, al yad shal lev, v'nos nos tapur." You can write on any background. The Gemara raises the possibility. Maybe you should only be able to write on parchment. The Gemara says, if it would have said sefer, only sefer, and the ala sefer. That's on Chof Aleph on the base, five, six lines from the top. The Tanya Sefer and the other Sefer means parchment. When either Rabbi is called double paper, Tamalam Kasalam Kamaka, main Tamalam a Sefer. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that whatever you write the get on has to be Dumiya the parchment. Sefer means parchment, and since the Kasal the Rabbi is called double, but it has to be Dumiya the parchment. Ma Sefer Dom Shemburachai Main Oichel, I've called double Shemburachai Main Oichel. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili sheet. And the Rabbanan disagreed. They say, Ikasav Ba Sefer. If it would say that Basef to write on a piece of parchment, then the word Sefer would have meant parchment. Now that it says, because of Allah, Sefer Krisa, Sefer is the ink. The text that you're writing is called the Sefer, not the background upon which the letters are written. Now that it says, Hashlech Siv Sefer, Lisvir is Dvarm Hudiyos, it goes on the text. What does it mean? So that's what we mentioned many times. You need a pasuk to tell you that you need a text and a get. Of course you need a text. Mm-hmm. So you're going to give a blank sheet of paper. It's no good. So what need a gzeres hakasa? The answer is no. You need spheres dvar miserim. It's not enough just to write harei mugureshes b'meni. You have to write something much more than that. So that word sefer teaches me you need spheres dvar miserim. My nafkemina. So then we discussed shemus and b'tein di havelichim menoi and maybe harei mataris l'cholodom. It's not enough harei zegitach. Okay, you have to write more. So the Mishnah has this machlekes Rabbi Yossi Aglil in the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi Aglil's opinion is not accepted. He says, "Ain kosim al davar sheyesh b'rochaim, v'loy al ha'ochel." We don't paskin like him because we hold that the word sefer doesn't mean parchment at all. So it doesn't have to be dumi the parchment. No such halacha. The word sefer goes on the spheres dvar mehudiyos. Yeah. The Mishnah just says that the kosev has to be ksav shel kayom. The ink has to be shel kayom. B'chol davar shu shel kayom. If it's not shel kayama, not in case of lebi mashkan, lebi meperis, lebi chol davar sheinu miskayem. If the ink is not shel kayama, it's not acceptable. What if the ink is shel kayama, but the paper upon which I'm writing is going to shrivel up in a day, and the mele, the ink is going to disappear, because the paper is going to disappear. Do you say it all depends on the ink? Or do you say, no, the ink with the paper both have to be shel kayama. So on the margin, I tell you to look in the Tosfos Chof Aleph from the base, the top Tosfos, ala shel zayis. The Tosfos quotes a Tosefta. The background on which you write also has to be shalkayama. However, aloshal bitzolim on an onion skin, ale veradim on a leaf from a rose, ale yerokes called davishen shalkayama is possible. So Tosfos says that based on the Tosefta, both the ink has to be shalkayama. The Mishnah only says davishel kayama only when you get to the ink. But the Tosefta extends it even when you get to the background also. The paper has to be shalkayama. The Rambam doesn't quote this Tosefta. So the Magen Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. How come he doesn't quote? He says the Rambam, he writes with a straight face. The Rambam is only in the practice of quoting what it says in the Talmud Bavli. He doesn't quote anything from outside sources. That's very humorous. The Rambam quotes so many more, 20 times more outside sources than Tosfos. If Tosfos quotes this Yerushalmi, Rambam quotes Yerushalmis and Tosefta's, and he quotes so many sources, we don't even know what all the sources of the Rambam are. We don't know all the sources. It's very funny what he writes. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam does write, though. The Rambam writes, Ksav shel kayoma, a Mishnah. If you write on Shabbos, it's a melocha. Kosev is one of the 39 melochas. Ksav shel kayoma. If it's not shel kayoma, you're not chayim. And he writes, either not shel kayoma because the ink is not going to be lasting ink, or not shel kayoma because the paper, the background, is not going to be lasting. So how can the Magen Mishnah say that the... How can the Magen Mishnah say that the Rambam doesn't quote the Tosefta because the Bavli doesn't quote it? So he holds that we don't paskin like that. How can it be? But the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Prima Gorim asks that kash in Hilchos Shabbos. So he answers, apparently the din shel kayama by Shabbos is a Shabbos dikke din. In Shabbos there's a din that all the melachos have to be melachos mashabbos. So the phrase melachos mashabbos teaches us many pratim in Hilchos Shabbos. And one of them is that kolah is malacha b'shabbos and malachtim is kayemus. Has to be malacha shel kayama. It's a din kesha shel kayama. Kesha sheni kashel kayama is not chayiv. And it's a din oil, binyan. Binyan kavua is a malacha deraisa. And oil aroi is only anisa derabbanan. So the din of shel kayama applies to all the malachas. All the malachas have to be shel kayama. So by ksiva, we need shel kayama and hilcha shabbos. So we need not only the ink should be shel kayama, the paper should also be shel kayama. Otherwise, it'll be a lack of melachas mashevis. That's the prima gada. But in Hilchas Gittin, it's only a din that ksav sheinu shel kayam is not called ksav. You don't have the second din of melachas mashevis. And then the Magen Mishnah understood in the Rambam that that it only applies to the ink, even though the ink is not going to last too long because he wrote on onion skin, on aloshel. What is Tosfos called? Aloshel b'tzolim, the Tosefta, aloshel b'tzolim, on onion skin, it's going to shrivel up, and mele, the ink is going to disappear. So the Magen Mishnah thinks that the Rambam does not agree with this Tosefta l'alocha, and he holds that the only aspect of shel kayama that you require is shel kayama in the ink. The Pashtus really is not like the Prima Gadim, and not like the Magen Mishnah. The Pashtus is that the Rambam wrote it in Hilchos Shabbos, and who had the Nami in Hilchos Gittin? I mean, it is possible to say, like you said, it's hard to say. The Rambam doesn't quote the Tosefta because the Gemara doesn't quote it, so the Rambam thinks that it's not shalok halacha. It's a weak argument, questionable argument.
What would the Hezbollah be? Why?
Yeah, by Shabbos you need shel kayama and all the lamed hesavas malachas. So you need shel kayama by kesef, not only in the ink, you need it also in the paper. Otherwise, the whole ksav is going to disappear. But in the get, it's just a din that ksiva shel kayama. Ksiva needs shel kayama.
Why?
That's a definition of ksiva. Kolat tarakula. That's a definition of ksiva. So that's what he thinks that not. That's what the Magen Mishnah thinks, that the Rambam holds that the Tosefta is not accepted. You only need shel kayama mitzad the ink. You don't need shel kayama mitzad the background upon which you're writing. The Pashtus is not so. The Pashtus is like this is quoted in Yerushalmi. You can simply say the Rambam and Hilchos Gittin relied, Hilchos Gerushin relied on what he wrote in Hilchos Shabbos. That the dinim are identical, but the Magen Mishnah assumes not so, and the Prima Gadim fills in the details. So the Yo is a special din in a Sefer Torah. Halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai, the Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah have to be written with Yo, but again, there is no such halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. So again, any anything shel kayama would be acceptable.
What about a star kinyan or a star raya? Does it also have to be an ink that shel kayama?
Pashto says that yes, otherwise it's not called a ksav at all. Yeah. The Pashto says that you need ksav in all shtaris. This is over here, discusses here, it says kankantom is acceptable. The Mishnah says, Dio sam sikra kumas kankantom. Kankantom is good. What is kankantom? Kankantom means indelible ink. That once you wrote on the parchment or on the piece of paper, you can't get this ink out. So this is very good. That's very shel kayama. Does anybody ever hold that kankantom is no good? So Tosis refers you to a Gemara in Erevin. The Tosis kankantom refers you to a Gemara in Erevin Yud Gimel. Gemara says by Megillah Soito, if you write with kankantom, it's no good. Because after you finish writing, you have to erase everything. Amocha, you have to take the Megillah Soito and put it in the Maim Hamarim and erase all the ink. So if you're going to write an indelible ink, so you can't erase it. So you need ksav shiyocha lehimochas. So Megillah Sota cannot be written with kankantom. Igmar Nerev and Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph, has a machloikis hatanoim. Ika mandi osar beperakama de Erevin to write a Sefer Torah with kankantom. What's the shaila? So the Gemara has a psafani machloikis there with a mochkin lomina Torah. If you have someone wrote a Sefer Torah, they're going to use the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. And then, let's say it's an old Sefer Torah, it has psulim in it, you can't use it anymore. But the Parsha Soita is written well. That Parsha Soita is still intact. So can you cut out the Parsha Soita and use it for a Soita comes into the Beis HaMikdash? Can you use the Parsha Soita should be Sefer Torah or not? Do you need Ksiva Lishma for this particular woman? Or do you not need Ksiva Lishma? By a get, for sure you need Ksiva Lishma. And there, the Gemara has a machlokes satanai. So the Gemara says, according to the opinion that mochkin lo minat Torah, that you can take a parsha soita, why isn't it a violation of lo sasen kein l'shem elokechem? This was written l'shem sefer Torah. So how can you destroy it? How can you erase it? If you wrote it l'shem megillah soita, so that's the din. All right. So this Tana holds, even if you wrote it l'shem megillah soita, still you're erasing shem Hashem, you're erasing the Beit Torah, and it's a heter. So even if you wrote it l'shem sefer Torah, you also have a heter. Okay. So one Tana holds it's not a problem. You can be moichek lo min haTorah. So that Tana says you can never write Parshas Soita on the Sefer Torah in kankantom. Why? You may want to use the Sefer Torah from Megillah Soita. What does it mean? A very humorous Gemara. Because if you hold moichek lo min haTorah, then you cannot use kankantom to write Parshas Soita on the Sefer Torah. Maze? Means you always have to be ready for any possibility. It'll happen once in a billion years. It's never going to happen. What do you mean? Theoretically, there's a theoretical machlokes satanai with a mechkel lomin haTorah. So you have to be prepared for that possibility. So it probably doesn't mean like that. It probably means, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, it probably just means if theoretically you hold mechkel lomin haTorah, so that parsha in Noso is called Parsha Soito. We know it's Parsha Noso. But if you hold mechkel lomin haTorah, that parsha is called Parsha Soito because theoretically you could use that for a Soito. So even though it's not going to happen in 50 billion years, no one's going to use that parsha for a soita. But since theoretically, mechkel lomin haTorah, so the parsha soita in every sefer Torah has the status of parsha soita, and that's the halacha. Parsha soita may not be written with kankantom; it has to be ksav shiocho lehi mochos. So similar to this, there is a tshuva in the collection of tshuvas of the Ritva. The Ritva writes that Kadesh Vayoki Viacha Shma Ba Yoyim Shamay, the Dalet Parshios, Shebe Tvilin, require Ksiva Kisidron in a Sefer Torah. The din usually is that you only need Ksiva Kisidron in a mezuzah, Shma Ba Yoyim Shamay, in a Tvilin, Fair Tvilin, the Dalet Parshios in Tvilin. You don't need Ksiva Kisidron in a Sefer Torah. What about the Dalet Parshios of the Tvilin in a Sefer Torah? So the Ritva writes a Dava Pasha that you need Ksiva Kisidron on the Dalet Parshios of the Tefillin in the Sefer Torah. Where does it come from? Why? So Rav Soloveitchik thought based that the Ritva is based, the Ritva doesn't give any explanation. Tshuva Sa Ritva doesn't explain. So he thought it's based on this Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara talks about the possibility if you have an old Sefer Torah, which you're going to put in the Shemes, but the Parshios Kadesh, Kaviach, Shema, Boyam, Shemaya are intact. Are you allowed to cut out the parshios and use them for tefillin, for mezuzah? Gemara discussed in Malam HaKodesh, Olamah Ridin, since it was once a Sefer Torah. So you're not allowed to lower it to a lower level of Kedusha. But if not for that issue, theoretically it would have been good. He would have been able to say that these are the Dalet Parshiyos Shalat Tefillin, and he can use them for Tefillin and for Mezuzah. So since the two Parshiyos of the Mezuzah, the four Parshiyos of the Tefillin, require Ksivik Sidron, so even the Dalet Parshiyos Kadesh HaKeviyach Shema V'Yom Shema Sheb B'Sefer Torah also have the status of Parshiyos of Tefillin. It's not a din that Tefillin need Ksivik Sidron. The Parshiyos of Tefillin need Ksivik Sidron, whatever they're called, Parshiyos Shal Tefillin. So even the Dalet Parshiyos Shal Tefillin Sheb B'Sefer Torah also need Ksivik Sidron. That's a fantastic Chiddush. Very big Chiddush.
You have the same din as Sirtiv also?
Which needs sirtut? Mezuzah needs sirtut.
So
means Shema v'Hayayim Shemaya should need sirtut. Could be. Tefillin don't need sirtut.
Right.
And mezuzah needs sirtut. So maybe Shema v'Hayayim Shemaya should be sirtut. Should need sirtut.
Why would reply
these? Could be. Unless they say that Sirtut is a din in Mezuzah, it's not a din in the Parshas of Mezuzah. I don't know. This Ritva is a Chiddush. If our founding Gemara is a Chiddush. Gemara in Erevin Daf Yigimel is cool a Chiddush. The whole thing is a Chiddush.
But the Gemara in Erevin is only talking about Parshas Sota, not the rest of the Sota.
The Pashtus, yeah. The Gemara is only.
You could write from Kanton for the rest of the Sota.
The Pashtus is like that. Only that Parshas Sota you can't write in Kanton. If you hold like that sheet of the Mechkin Lomina Torah that you don't need Ksiva Lishma, you wrote L'Shem Sefer Torah, you can use it for Parsha Soito, so then the Parsha Soito Shem Sefer Torah, you couldn't use Kan Kanta.
You'll be allowed to use more one kind of deal or one kind of
for the same Sefer Torah, yeah. It all has to be Shachar. It all has to be Shachar. The question, does it have to have oil in it or not? That's the taptasis. Does ink require that it should have walnut oil? Well, not necessarily so. So Rabbi Natam disagrees. He says it doesn't have to have oil. If it looks blotchy, then we'll get to that on the next daf. On Chof and Menalos, Gemara has sometimes, if it looks blotchy, menumer, so then Natsike menumer is a psul because of Zakele Vianve. Pasul Zivin B'dievin. Maybe. But if it's different columns, so this is very dark black and this is lighter black, so maybe it wouldn't be menumer. I don't know. Maybe it's only menumer if it's on the same column. I don't know.
Right, Parsha Soita, you need to have a kain be the sefer, right?
Yeah.
So, and sefer Torah also for the Parsha Soita, you need to have it?
Probably. Tesis there in Erev and Yugimel is bothered with Akasha, huh? Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says in Soita that the Megillah Soita has to be written after the woman took the Shavuos HaSoita. Because the Pasuk says, V'kosav HaKainis HaOlos HaEla BaSefer. He has to write it after the woman took the Ola, after she took the Shavuos HaOla, so then the Kohen writes it. So how can you say, Mechkin Lamin HaTor? So Tosis says, Hochmas Kina, we're talking about a Sefer Torah that was written after she took the Shavuos HaOla. But it wasn't. You didn't hear it take the Shavuos HaOla. You weren't in the Beis Hamikdash. You didn't hear it take it. Bimikrat happened to be written. Bimikrat was written after she took. How's that called? Kosav Akonis HaOla Seila BaSefer. I don't know. It's a strange.
No, it just means according to the Rav's Vard, every single Sefer Torah in the world would be pasul because it's not written by a kohen.
That's what it seems from the Gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara in Erevin. That if you hold Mechkin Lomin HaTorah, so the Parsha Soita Shebechol Sefer Torah Sheba'olam has to have the Hechsher of a Parsha Soita. So you can't write it with Kankanta. So it probably means it has to be written by a Kohen also. It can't be written by a... That Parsha Soita has to be written. The Shavuos HaOla has to be written by a Kohen. We probably don't paskin like that. We probably paskin unique Ksiva Lishma by Megillah Soita. Ei Mechkin Lomin HaTorah. If you wrote, the Gemara has two possibilities of Shalom Lishma. What if I wrote a Parsha Soita? There are two Soitas that come to the Beis HaMikdash. But the word, the text of the Parsha Soita is exactly identical. You don't have the woman's name, you don't have the husband's name. Parsha Soita is exactly identical, word for word from the Chumash. So what if I wrote one parsha saita for this saita, different parsha saita for the other saita, and then I erased it, and then I give this drink of water to this woman? Would that be good? So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So the pashta says that that's a machlekes whether you need lishma. Do you need ksiva lishma for this particular woman or not? So that's al pi pashtus, the same shaila, whether moichke lo min ha-teira. So the Gemara says not necessarily tovi zebizeh, there's room to distinguish. You could say misefer Torah, stam no good. It wasn't written l'shem parsha saita at all. If I wrote a parsha saita for one saita, I can use it for another saita. Malahach mali hasam. It's all the same thing, the exact same text. It's interchangeable, but at least it has to be written l'shem saita. Or the Gemara says maybe there's room to distinguish in the opposite direction. Maybe a parsha saita that was written for Rachel cannot be used for Leah because intika, it was written for a different woman, so it's no good for this woman. Parsha Saita Sheba Sefer Torah is neutral. It wasn't written for somebody else. So the Gemara says there's room to distinguish in either direction. Maybe Minatar is Mochomer, and maybe Mochomerdik a problem, and maybe Nichtav Lashem Misha Acheris is a Mochomerdik a problem. So Pashta says that we hold that both no good. We hold that Mochke no Minatar. So you can use Kankantam even for Parsha Saita Sheba Sefer Torah. We pass him for another woman is no good. We pass him that both of the Shalom Lishmos are no good by Saita. So Aloha Lamai said there's no problem. The Shaila is according to the other Tana, according to the other opinion there in the Tanoim, in the Erevim, that if you'd give him Lamal, Gemar quotes a Braisa there. That you can be Moichik Lo Min HaToiro. So the Gemara says, then Parsha Soita Shepesterik cannot be written with Kankantom. So how far do you go? So you're going to say that you need a coin has to write it also? Maybe. And has to write it also. It has to be called Parsha Saita. If it's not written by Kohen, it's not called Parsha Saita. Okay. Let's see, the Gemara identifies what these different inks are. Dio, Sam, Sikra. Sikra is red ink, and Dio is black ink. Okay. That's relevant for the next Gemara. And it has to be anything that's miskayim. The Gemara says, Lasuya, Mai. What does the Mishnah add on by saying, Bechol Dovashim? Miskayim, Lasuya, it's alluding to what it says in the Braisa, Tani Reb Chanina. Sava, Bemeitari, Bafotso, is kosher. But you see that Dio is not the same as Afotso. The Gemara uses interchangeably afotza with an aleph and afotza with an ayin. That's the gallnut juice, gallnut oil. More later on, he uses the expressions interchangeably. So you see that when the Mishnah says dio, it doesn't mean mei afotza. Mei afotza is added on in the brisa. That's what the Taptosis says. Amar Ben Tam, the Taptosis says, dio shalanu ha'koy dio v'lo osim shosim mei afotza. How do you know? B'ditan Rab Chanina Ksavet B'meitai Rab Fotza Kosher. You see that by definition that's not the same as Dio. The Lotoni Elohanoch, the Lotoni B'masnisim. The Bryce is adding on things that don't appear in the Mishnah. So if the word Dio in the Mishnah read with Mea Fotzim, with the juice from the Golnut, so then what is Rab Chanina adding on in the Bryce? Ksavet Ba Fotza is Kosher. So obviously Dio in the Mishnah means black ink without Mea Fotzim. And when the Braisa says afotzim, that's mei afotzim. This is a different thing. So that's the big machlokes harishanim. Is there a requirement that the ink for the Sefer Torah has to have this oil in it from the mei afotzim? So the Rabbi Natam holds that there is no such halacha. It doesn't require this oil. So what does Tosis say in the middle of the Tosis? So what does Sarif mean? Sarif means oil. So he says, no. Who Sarif lav hainu gumi? It doesn't mean oily. There's no such requirement that ink of a Sefer Torah should be oil colors. The Inderach Las is Gumi Ela B'Dio Shal Afotzim. And here Rabbi Nathan holds that you don't need Dio Shal Afotzim for Sefer Torah. So the word Sarf just means Lachluches. Just means it should be liquidy.
Sure.
But there's no such requirement. No such requirement that that the ink for the Sefer Torah has to be oil color. There's a long Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam. There's a big machlekes raging. You have different Sefer Torah. So some Sefer Torah are written in oil color, in ink that has oil in it, and the oisias sit on top of the Sefer Torah. And sometimes from use, the letters can fall off. The whole letter can fall off of the Sefer Torah. You have nothing left. And others, if you don't write with oil colors, it doesn't sit on top. It gets absorbed into the cloth, and it can't. It can crack. You can have sometimes a crack in the middle of the letter because the cloth will crack, and the black won't be solid. But the letters can't jump off of the cloth because you don't have. They're not made from oil. So that was a big machlekes in the days of the Bali Atesis. They were passing each other Sefer Torah right and left. That was Shaila. Rabbi Natam holds that you don't need oil, and other Rishonim insisted you have to have oil.
Could you have to
handwrite
it? Could you type it on the computer and print it out?
Good. You mean you have to type it with Ksav Ashuris? It has to be written in Ksav Ashuris. The Minchas Chinuch discusses Mezuzah and tefillin have to have ksiva kesidron. So he raises the question, what does it mean ksiva kesidron? The first letter has to be written before the second letter, which in turn has to be written before the third letter, and so on. What if you write the whole line gets printed bevasachas? Let's say you have it on the computer, then you push a button and it prints everything out. So it prints one line at a time. But all the letters on that line are printed bevasachas. Not the first letter is printed before the second letter, which is printed before the third letter, and so on. So he's not sure whether that's called. Is it just that Shaloikis Sidron Pasels? Let's say, whenever you're going to have a letter Yud, so the letter Yud is going to be printed, is going to be finished printing before the previous letters, because the Yud is so short. So that's going to be Ksiva Shaloikis Sidron, probably. The letter Yud will come out to be printed before the previous letters. That'll be Shaloikis Sidron. But the Menachas Chinuch is Mesupik about that, and the requirement of Kisidron. Does it mean that you have to write first the first letter, then the second letter? Or does it mean you can't have Shalekis Sidron? Meaning, what if you print all the letters, Bevasachas? So he quotes as a raya, he quotes this Mishnah in Yuma. That there was a Bar Kamtza was able to write with four pens at the same time. So what did he accomplish by writing? And he didn't want to teach anybody else the trick, so the rabbis cursed him. And he went down in history, Shem Rishayim Yerkab, it says, Zecha Tzadik Levrocha. When you mention the name of a Tzadik, you should always give him a blessing. Shem Rishayim, and the name of a Rosha should be Yerkab, like Yikov, should be cursed. Extra resh. It really means Yikov, he should be cursed. So this fella, Bar Kamtza, is cursed, Lederidaris, because he didn't want to teach anybody the trick. So the Tosis Yantav asks, what's the big deal? A guy knows how to stand on his head. He didn't teach anybody else how to do it. Acrobatic tricks in a circus. And so we curse him in the Mishnah, and he goes down for posterity as a bad man because he didn't teach anybody else his funny tricks. So there must be some halachic significance to this, that he accomplished something by writing. It says he can write four letters at the same time. What did he accomplish over here? What's the big deal? So they say that he used to write the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Bevasachas. He held four pens in between the five fingers. He could write Yud Kei Vav. So what's the big deal writing Yud Kei Vav Kei Bevasachas? So the Minchas Chinuch suggests, because when you write Yud Kei, you already have a Shem Hashem. Koh is one of the Zayin Shem Hashem Chokim. Then when you write the Vav, in a certain sense, it's a shtickle violation of Mechikas Hashem. Not really Mechikas Hashem, you didn't erase the Yud or the Hey, but by adding the Vav, it just won't mekalkal the whole Shem. Now it's not a Shem anymore. Then when you finally write the last Hey, so you made it into a better Shem than it was before. So the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe we should never write Yud Kei in order. Maybe instead of writing Yud Kei Vav Kei in order, maybe you should write it backwards. Because when you write Yud Kei, then you write Vav, then it's a bit of a Mechikas Hashem. So he says, well, you can't write it backwards because there's a Sefer Mishnas Chachamim on the Rambam. Several volumes Mishnas Chachamim from the 1700s. And he suggests that Pischei Tshuva always quotes from the Mishnas Chachamim. So the Menchas Chinuch every so often quotes from the Sefer also. He suggests that just like tefillin and mezuzah require ksiva kesidron, maybe Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah also needs ksiva kesidron. You cannot visualize, you cannot imagine that Ksivas Tefillin and Mezuzah have a Chumrah of a Ksivas Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah. So if Tefillin and Mezuzah require Ksivas Kisidron, so Mistaver, he thinks, Mishnah Schamer thinks he has a Mordechai that he bases it on. Mistaver that you need Ksivas Kisidron on the Shem Hashem also. Where does he get this from? He got it from a Mordechai, from a Rashi, that the Gemara says when you write a Tefillin and Mezuzah, you need Mukav Gvil. So the Mordechai says, based on a Rashi, that it would appear from Rashi that Mukavvil means that the letters shouldn't be touching each other. You have to have white, empty space around every letter. And also that the letter shouldn't go to the end of the klaf. Let's say you write a long chaf, and the long chaf touches all the way to the end of the klaf. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlekes. And we're machmed, the Beis Yosef quotes, that's a machlekes, we're machmed, that's a lack of Mukavvil. You have to have, koloi should be Mukavvil. The white grill, the white klaf should be surrounding it. So we assume that this din of Mukavvil is required by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, by everything. So there's a Mordechai, is Medayik and Rashi, that Mukavvil is only required in Tefillin and Mezuzah, in Hashem Hashem and in Sefer Torah, because it cannot be that Hashem Hashem should be more kal than Tefillin and Mezuzah. It cannot be that there's a Chumra in Ksivas Tefillin and Mezuzah that doesn't apply to Hashem Hashem and in Sefer Torah. So just like he writes, just like the Mordechai says, Benegeir to his interpretation of Rashi by the Mukavvil, so that's what the Mishnah's Chachamim wants to say regarding Ksiva Kisidra. How is it feasible? How is it imaginable that you only need Ksiva Kisidra and Tefillin and Mezuzah? You don't need Shem Hashem and a Sefer Torah. Any Chumra that applies to Tefillin and Mezuzah most probably applies also to Shem Hashem. So he thinks that you need Ksiva Kisidra. So you have to write Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. So you can't write it backwards. So once you write Yud Kei, isn't it a shtickle, a problem? It should be an issue of Mechikas Hashem by writing the Vav. So how can you possibly solve it? So the Minhas Chinuch says, maybe that was the kunst that this Bar Kamtza had. He wrote all four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, simultaneously. And that's not a violation of, it's not a din that you need Ksiva Kisidron. Just if you write Shaloi Kisidron, it's possible. But if you write all the four letters, Bavasachas, true, it's not Kisidron. You didn't write the first letter first and the second letter second and the third letter third. But since you didn't write the letters out of order, that's not considered Ksiva Shaloi Kisidron. That's how the Minchas Chinuch suggests a possibility. So that would be a shaila by if you, let's say, if you're going to do it by computer. So when it's going to print it out, the letters may not all come out. Bavasachas, probably the smaller letters, the yud is a small letter, so the yud will be printed before the previous letters in that side will be printed. Let's say if you'd be typing like this, I have a typewriter that has Ksav Ashuris. I'll type every letter, so that would be good. That should be good. Unless you hold, there's a Rashi here. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a Kasha. Well, if you write Ba'avor, is it good or it's no good? But 8 lines from the bottom. I will tell you, Tchia Ksav Ba'avor is good. The Gemara says, Loi Kasha, Padi Tani Lerechess, Ho Bi'avor, Ho B'maya Di'avor. So what's the difference? The Rashi says, Avor is lead. If Mayim Maya de Avro, Rashi says Mayim Shishar Bem Shchikas Avor, that's good. But if you write Ba'avor, Eino Ksav, that's no good. Why is it not Ksav? So it sounds a little bit from Rashi, that Rashi holds that it's only called Ksav if you have liquid ink. If you use another kind of Ksav other than liquid ink, then it's not called Ksav. So that's a shot. What about a ballpoint pen? So Rav Soloveitchik said he's machmen not to fill out a ksuba in a ballpoint pen. Because of this Rashi. The Rashi sounds like he says that ksiva has to have davke liquid ink, and if you don't have liquid ink, it's no good. So that would be a shaila. If you're typing on a typewriter, you don't have liquid ink. Let's say you write with a pencil. Also no liquid ink. Boshib Shad Nigmar, you can say differently. You can say that Avor is not Ksav Shal Kayama. Maya the Avro will be Ksav Shal Kayama. Avor alone is not Shal Kayama.
The Chisaron of Shalom Kisidron, isn't the concern that the letter is going to come out before another letter, or is it just that I have one letter and then I start another one? Because, for example, in the case we've spoken to the computer, we all start at the same time. Just letter is going to be finished, Yud is going to be finished, for example, before a Dalit. But we started the Dalit in the Yud some time. So, is having a letter before another, or having a letter before studying another letter?
I would think before finishing. If I finish a later letter before I finish an earlier letter, I would assume that that's called Shalei Kisidra.
The computer can create a Shema.
When I push the button, that's the I pushing the Shema. I have an electrical appliance. Let's say I have a matzah factory. I have a tzitzis factory, and I push the button Lishma. So we assume that the matzahs are made Lishma, machine matzah, and the tzitzis are made Lishma. That's called Maisa Ha'adam, that's called Lishma. Why not?
And also, Tosfos Ritz says opposite
from Hashem. Tosfos Ritz
says opposite from Hashem.
Opposite.
My Darva
is no good.
Is
good. Uh-huh. Why? Because my Darva is not Shel Kayama, probably. But the Shad is in Rashi. What did Rashi mean? So did Rashi mean that Avar is no good because it's not Shel Kayama? Or did he mean Avar is no good because that's halacha that you have to have Dafka liquiding? So as Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe Rashi means to say that it's only called Ksav if you have liquid ink. So he said that maybe a pencil is no good. And maybe a ballpoint pen is no good.
When Rabbi Jaffer was here for Shabbos, he quoted he heard that there was a Rav somewhere who was being Sargitin typing a typewriter. So Moshe was very upset. And then they asked Rav Moshe what the problem was. He says he's not sure. He was upset because this Rav was being Sargitin,
In Shulchan Aruch, it says the minig is that you don't write with a pen that has metal on the tip. And the official reason that they give is v'kasa v'loy v'chokak. The Gemara has later. V'kasa v'loy v'chokak. So if you write with a metal tip pen, so then it's going to press into the paper, and that's in a certain sense going to be chakika. So that's the minig that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Mikradin, that's not what it means. V'kasa v'loy v'chokak. Because in the Gemara it says that pasuk v'kasa v'loy v'chokak means that chok toiches is not good. Chok yireches is good. Let's say a get, strictly speaking, doesn't have to be written in ink. You can carve out holes, or you can take a piece of wood and carve out the letters, and you don't need any ink at all. You don't need any ink at all. That's why it's a pella. How can you tell me that if you write in ink that's not liquid ink, if you didn't use liquid ink, there's not, how can you say like that? If chakika is good, Mara says if you engrave the letters is also good. You don't need ink bichlal. So how can you say that you need dafka liquid ink? It's a pella. So the Gemara says regarding chakike, if you engrave a get, so the Gemara says if you engrave the letters themselves, that's okay. But if you cut around, if you scrape off, let's say you have a piece of wood, and you scrape off the area around the letters, so the letters in the mele will be bolay. And you didn't do a ksiva on the letter, you did a ksiva on the toch of the letter, on the outside and the inside of the letter. The middle of the letter is bole. So that's chok toiches. So chok toiches is not called ksiva. It's like tasav lemon awesome. Chok toiches is not good. But if you do chok kireches, it is good. So that's what the later poskim say. What kind of a chum is that? What kind of a minig is that? That you don't use a pen, you use a goose feather pen to write again. Well, why? Why can't you use a regular pen? What's wrong that the metal tip is going to press into the piece of paper? It's going to do chakika, but it's going to be chok toiches, not going to be chok yireches. It's going to be chok yireches. Chok yireches is good, only chok toiches is no good. So this really has a tshuva there. Maybe now that since it's so common to write with the metal tip pens, maybe we should change the minig. Maybe we can throw out the old minig. Maybe there's no need to write. We're not used to writing with goose feathers anymore. So he raises the possibility.
Not that we can use metal pen because chakika might be ksiva, then you write on top of the ksiva got the ksiva.
But they're both are simultaneous, yeah. We're going to learn the sugya about ksav agav ksav. The first is one ksav, then you write a second ksav on top of it, so that's mevatel the first ksav. But here they both come simultaneously. It's hard to say that the ksav elyon is going to be mevatel ksav tachtan over here.
How does writing all four letters at the same time help?
That's what the Rashash asks on Yuma. Rashash quotes this whole story from the Tosfos Yontif that maybe the Maila was that he wrote Yudkei Vavkei Bevasacha, so he's bothered with that Kasha. Don't we have a rule Kol Sheinu Bezachaza Afilu Bevasacha Seinu? So the Rashash understood that that rule means, he thought that the rule means whenever you do things simultaneously, you have to treat it as if you did it in the worst possible order. You have to treat it as if you did it b'zeh hazeh in the worst possible order. So since if you would write Shem Hashem backwards, the Rashash didn't have a Minchas Tinah. It wasn't out yet. So, but the Rashash had a Pesachei Tshuva. And they were dead. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes this from the Mishnah Chachamim. The same source that the Minchas Chinuch quotes. So the Rashash quotes from the Pesachei Tshuva, the Yeridei, who quotes the Mishnah Chachamim, that if the Shem Hashem is written, Shalei Kisidra and Ispasol, so he asked the Akasha, that if you write Yudke, Vavke, all the four letters, Bavasachas, why shouldn't I say Kol Shein B'Zach HaZeh, Afila B'Vasachas, saying that things that are done simultaneously, several actions that are done simultaneously, have to be considered as if you did it in the worst possible order. The Pashut answer is that that's not what that klal means. That doesn't make any sense. Why should you consider as if it was done b'zeh hazeh in the worst possible order? Pashut says it doesn't mean that. It means something else. What does it mean is a good question. Kol sheinu b'zeh hazeh afilu b'asach hazein. You have to look in the sugya in kiddushin on daf nun. The Gemara gives you the rule and the exceptions to the rule. When the rule does apply, kol sheinu b'zeh hazeh afilu b'asach hazein, when the exceptions apply. Based on the Gemara, you see that that's not what it means. There is no such din. And whatever things were done simultaneously, actions were done simultaneously, you consider it as if they were done in the worst possible order. Why should you consider like that? It means a different din. So Tarta de Sasri and Das, only a case where you need Das HaOdom. And if you would have done one first, the second one with Michal, so it's a steer in his Das. So if he does both Bavasachas, it's still a Tarta de Sasri and Das. It's a different word. Shouldn't apply here.
The Rambam paskens in Hilchos Tefillin.
Yeah.
Parak Aleph that. Mitzvah and Amilchar Lichtav Vosvarim Tefillin Mezuzas. Vim Kasav Shlashta Mamea Fatsav Kankantim Shum Omed Ben Nimchak Sheir.
Mitzvah Lachatchila Lichtav what?
The Mitzvah Lachatchila is to write with something that's Yachol Li'imachik.
Yachol Li'imachik.
Siftar Tefillin Mezuzah.
Uh-huh.
And he says, B'dieved, if you wrote with the other thing, it's Kashim.
Uh-huh.
So he would also say lechatchila should have a kain cipher then.
I don't know what that's based on.
Based on the Gemara. Halacha Dalet.
Halacha Dalet. That you can erase it with. Is the long Hagos Maimini on that Rambam about the oil color? This Rabbi Natam, the Machlokes. I don't know what the source for this is, Bechlal. Don't know. It can't be based on that Gemara. That Gemara is only talking about Parsha Soita, it's not talking about Tefillin Mezuzas. I don't know. Why does it have to be Dafke Lachatchila by Sefer Tefillin and Mezuzah? It has to be Lachatchila Aksav. Shim Timcha Ken or Yia Nimcha? Don't know.
Maybe there's some sort of hitter with that.
Not familiar. Don't know. We gotta look some more to find out what the mocker is of the Rambam. What?
Here's practical. There's a mistake. You can erase it. You're stuck.
Uh huh. Could be. Okay. Common sense? Common sense? Okay. Could be. Mm hmm. Yeah. What does the Gemara have here? Itmar. After the Mishnah, about 10 lines after the Mishnah. Hamavid Dio al Gabi Sikro Bishabbos. Dio is black ink and Sikro is red ink. So someone has something written in red ink, and then someone uses black ink and he writes on top of those letters. When he writes with the black ink on top of the red ink, he did two malachas. Achas mishum koisev, achas mishum moichek. What if he writes dio gabi dio? He writes sikra gabi sikra potter. Because ksav gabi ksav, there's no ksiva, because the ksav was there already from before. And there's no mechika. The ksav that was there is still there. The black on top of black and the red on top of red, nothing happened. Only if you write black on top of red, yo, gabi sikra, yo is black ink and sikra is red ink. So yo, gabi sikra is considered mechika on the lower ksav, on the red ksav, and now it's a ksiva, the black ksav. The yoga b'sikra is both kosav and mochik. And what if you do the reverse? What if you write sikra al gabi dio? He has something written from Friday in black ink. Then on Shabbos he takes a pen that has red ink and he writes over all of the letters that are in black ink, he writes over all of them in red ink. Sikra al gabi dio, he writes red ink on top of black ink. So that's a machlokes. He's not chayim mishum kosev, that's out of the question. He didn't do a ksav. It's ksav al gabi ksav, and the upper ksav is not better than the lower ksav. If the upper ksav is dio and the bottom ksav is red, is sikra, so then dio al gabi sikra is called kosev. But sikra al gabi dio, red ink on top of black ink is not kosev. The only machlokes is, it's moichek. It's moichek. He wrote with red ink on top of black ink. So the shayla is Amir Lacha and Amir Lepot. Amir Lacha is Moichik, Amir Lepot and Mikalkol. They both agree that it's Moichik. They both agree that it's Moichik. If you write with red ink on top of black ink, you did a Mechika on the black ink. But the shayla is this called Mikalkel or is this called Misakin? Why does the first opinion hold Moichiku that it is Misakin? Well, what's the Misakin over here? What's the din when you do Mechika on Shabbos? Moichik is one of the lamatas of his malachas. If you do mechik on Shabbos, you only have mechik amanas lichtov. Why do you need mechik amanas lichtov? I mean, that's the definition of mechik. Hachana leksiva. What if I do mechik and the mechik will accomplish a tikkun? The Mishnah Berurah quotes a prima godim about this. Let's say you have a Rembrandt hanging in the house, and I go and I sign my name on the bottom. So now it's worth much less. Kozman has Rembrandt's name along, so everybody pays $1 million. I write Shechta on the bottom, so no one's interested in paying. It's the exact same painting, but they're not interested in my painting. So they get an expert, and the expert erases Shechta's name, and now it's back an expensive, extremely valuable Rembrandt. So that's Mechike, Shalei Amanas Lichto, they were Moichik my name, Shalei Amanas Lichto Bimkom, it's not a Hachon of Iksim, but the Mechike accomplished the Tikkun. So what's the din of such a case? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim, who says that you're chayiv in such a case. That the only reason why you need amanas lichtov is that it should be misakein. It's not that that's a definition of mechika, hachon leksiva. The Rosh Masech, Shabbos quotes a Tosefta that there are two kinds of ksiva, two kinds of mechika. The Rosh has a Tosefta, if you have shaiva shagabi hapinkos, I have a piece of parchment, a piece of paper that theoretically I can write on, but it has some wax on it. Because it has wax, so it's impossible to write anything on the piece of paper. So I take a pen and I scrape off all the wax, planning to write after Shabbos. I'm going to write on this parchment around the piece of paper. So one who removes the shayvish al gabi pinkos, it says chay mishum moichek. Why is it moichek? He didn't destroy any ksav. So you see that that's one definition of mechika. Mechika means Achana leksav. And then there's another din of mechika. If you erase ksav, it had this Rembrandt, and I wrote my name, and then you erase my name. So the mumcha who takes out my name, shalom and moichik, shalom and aslichtav, it's not achana leksav. That's also called mechika. Just destroying ksav is called mechika, but that mechika is usually mekalkel. So if he did it, then in Oifen, now the Rembrandt is worth much more than it was worth when I had my name signed on the bottom, it's worth less. Now that he erased my name, it's worth more. So that's, such a situation would be chayim. So that's what the Gemara has over here. That the fellow writes, Sikra al Gabi Dio. So it's considered Mechika on the bottom ksav. So one opinion holds it's Mechika and it's Mekalkel. So Mekalkel is Potter. And the first opinion holds, no, it's Mechike and it's Mesaken. In order to be Chayv on Shabbos, you have to do a Meloche that's called Melechas Machsheves. And Melechas Machsheves means if you do Boifen Shel Tikkun, you Chayv. If you do Boifen Shel Kilkul, you're not Chayv. So how does the first opinion, Amri lo Chayv, Amri lo Potter. Amri lo Potter because Mekalkel. Amri lo Chayv, how come it's not Mekalkel? So that's what the bottom Tosis talks about. Moichiku, Choshu le Melech Amonos Lichtoiv. Why is it a Mesaken? Why he's planning to write there? The mistama oimed lachsa vilchtevol of the dio. He wrote in red ink on top of the black ink. So Tess said, mistama is going to rewrite with black ink on top of the red ink. Yeah, but how did his writing in the red ink, how did that make it better? Originally it was in black ink. And now that the Meshuggah writes in red ink on top of black ink, but this sign has to be in black ink, so he's going to have, after Shabbos over, he's going to have to rewrite the whole thing on top of the red ink, he's going to have to put black ink. So how did he make it better? It's going to revert back to the way it was before. It's going to be in black ink. The Tosfos says, no. He would have only had the black ink that was there, the first layer of ink. It would have lasted for so long. Now it has red ink on top of the black ink, and black ink on top of the red ink. Now it's going to be Rishum and Nikar Yoser Tvei Rishim Hoysa Tachtan Alavada. So this is called Mechik Almanas Lichtoiv, and it's going to be stronger. Writing the red ink on top of the black ink, Tosis thinks that that's the Pshat. That's going to be a stronger ksiva later on. So this, the first mandama, the first opinion, Amri Lachai v'Amri Lapater. Amri Lapater, Moichik is Mekalkel. Moichik is Mekalkel, say Pater. And the first mandama holds Chai v'Amri Lachai, why? Amri Lachai, why is he Chayev? Because this Moichik is Almanas Lichtoiv, and because he's doing the Mechike, it's going to be a stronger ksav later. If it's just going to, if I originally had a black sub, and then I ruin it and I make a red sub, then I'm going to revert back to do a black sub. So that's not called misake. It has to be that the final result is going to be better and stronger, something more elegant than what I had originally. So that's what Taish says. Yeah, it'll be Rishum and Nikatvei. Rishum Hoysa Tachtan Levad. And the other opinion holds that that's not enough to be called misake. That's a lack of misake, and this doesn't have to be Mikalka, but it's, if it's a lack of misake, so you're not chan. So that's the Machloikir Samarai.
Maybe
in case where someone signs their name on an expensive painting,
would you be
chayiv
on that, or is that
kind of mekalkel? The Mishnah Berurah assumes that that's mekalkel. When you sign your name where it doesn't belong, you're ruining the painting. And then when you erase it, he said, quotes the Prim Gadim, that that's in the second. Rav Soloveitchik, when he used to give Shurman in Yoni Shabbos, he would give this mashal. So he said, would anybody in his right mind think that the one who signs his name is Mekalka and the one who erases it in the Sakin? He thought that it's ridiculous. He thought that it's not so. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gorim. I think the Prima Gorim quotes it from a Tosefta, could even be. I think so. I'm sure Rav Soloveitchik had some, there's a Ramban in Chulin, has something like that, the way he was quoted. The Ramban in the first parak in Chulin, a Sheikh of the Sakin Shalavad Azorah, and that's Sugi. So Ramban quotes a Ravid who says the way he thought. That ksiva by definition is always misakan, and the chika by definition is always mekalkel, and you don't take the whole picture into consideration. You don't say, what do you mean? He wrote his name on a Rembrandt, so he ruined it. It used to be worth $1 million, now it's not worth $1 million. When you erase it, now it's worth back $1 million. So he said, you don't take into consideration the whole thing. You just say, ksiva by definition is always misakan, and the chika by definition is always mekalkel. So he had a Ramban and quotes a Ravid like that, the first paragraph of Chum. But the Mishnah Berurah in Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim and doesn't accept that Ladina. He says not so. He says that signing a name is Mekalka. You do take into consideration the whole picture. And erasing the name, even not Shalal, Menas Lichtoi, Mechika Shalal Menas Lichtoi, if the Mechika itself is a Tikkun, so then you would be Chayav. Yeah. What does the Gemara say? Dyo agabi dyo, a sikra agabi sikra. Everybody agrees that you're not Chayav. There's no kosim and there's no mochik on Shabbos. He did nothing. So Tosis has a kasha at the beginning of the Tosis. Yo Gabidyo Tema. Our Gemara indicates that Yo Gabidyo Sikra Gabisikra Lo Klum Hulin Yishabis Uhadulin Yiget. Ksava Gabiksav is nothing. The only time you say Ksava Gabiksav is Ksivas if the upper Ksav improves the lower Ksav. The lower Ksav is red and the upper Ksav is black. So that was what the Gemara said, Yo Gabisikra. So that's Koisev and it's Mechek, Chayiv Shtayim. Okay. Or if you have Yoh Gabi Yoh Sikra Gabi Sikra, there's no Koisim, there's no Mechik. The Tosis says, Ulukamon Dav Chofam and Aleph, the Gemara says, not so. That if you write ink on top of ink, someone wrote a get, Shaloi Lishmo. The Sefer wrote Gittin for all the married couples in the community, in case anyone ever decides to get divorced, so he wrote a get. Then you find out later on that that's not good. The get is only considered Ksiva Lishmo if it was authorized by the Baal. If the Sefer writes on his own without authorization, without Siva Baal, so it's not considered Lishmo. So let's say now the Baal authorizes the Sefer to write the get. So the Sefer just takes a black pen and he writes Ksav Agabi Ksav. He just writes on top of every letter that's already written. So the Gemara says later on in the Chofam and Aleph that maybe it will be good. Ksav Shalod Lishma, if a get was written, Shalod Lishma is no good. Then the Hebrew of Kulmas Lishma, and he takes a Kulmas as a pen with ink And he writes on every letter, ink on top of the already existing ink. The Gemara says it may be a machlekes hatanai. Maybe yeah, maybe no. It looks like it may possibly be a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Yeah, take a look in the Gemara. Here, that's on Chotam and Aleph, six lines from the top. Amar Avchizde, get shiksov shalor lishmo. Get that somebody wrote shalor lishmo. The sefer wrote it without tzivi habal. And then the husband now expresses his interest in divorcing his wife. So the husband takes a pen with has ink, or the husband authorizes the sefer. So he takes a pen with ink, and now he says, I'm going to write the shmo. He writes over on top of all the letters that are already there. Ksav al gabi ksav. So the Gemara says it may be a machleg. Rav Chizda thinks that it's a machleg zabiyud in the Chachamim. The Tanya says it's a brisa masecha sofrim. Aresha itzorach lichtavas Hashem. The sofer made a mistake. He thinks that he has to write the name Yehuda from the Yud Bei Shvatim. In truth of the matter, he has to write Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vavkei. And the sofer made two mistakes. He thinks number one, he's supposed to write Yehuda. So when he wrote, he wasn't this kavan the kadesh as Hashem. Then he made another mistake, Lefishi Tosa. He spelled Yehuda incorrectly. He left out the Dalit. So accidentally he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, but that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he didn't write it with Kavana, Hashem Kedusha Shastra. So it doesn't have a status of Hashem Hashem. You have to write it over. So how do you write it over? Do you have to erase it and then write the whole thing over? Or can you just dig your pen in the ink and wait till all the letters dry and then just rewrite on top of these letters? Yud Kei Vav Kei, write it over Lishma. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So the first Tana says, Aresha tzach lichtav es Hashem. He has to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. He made a mistake in this kavan, lichtav Yehuda. And then he made another mistake, v'tov lehitabod dalin, and it comes out that he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, but he wasn't miskaven l'kedushas Hashem. So the first Tana says, no problem. Mavral l'kulmas u'mekatsho. Let him take ink and a pen and rewrite the Yud Kei Vav Kei, ksav agabi ksav. The upper ksav is considered ksiv l'shma, the low ksav l'shalo l'shma, the upper ksav will be l'shma, the red beauty. That's not good, that's not acceptable. Ein Hashem minam buvcha. Shem Hashem is no good because it was originally written shalo l'shma, that's not acceptable. So Rav Chizda thinks that that's a machlokes habiyud in the Rabbanan, whether ksav agabi ksav is good or not. And then the next mandam in the Gemara disagrees with him. L'hokal, amar Rabach Bayankiv, Il Maloihi, maybe your tzushtav is not correct. You think that it's a machlekes habiyud Rabbanan, maybe it's not right. Maybe the only reason why the Rabbanan say that you cannot correct it by writing Sava Abiksav is because there's a din of Hida Mitzvah, Zekel Van Veil. Usually Zekel Van Veil is only Lechatchila, it doesn't passel B'di'evit, but over here it even passels B'di'evit. That's a question, why should it passel B'di'evit? That's what we'll have to work on. Usually Zekel Van Veil, the Gemara says, Lechatchila you have to have Eged, Lulav Tzarech Eged, and B'di'evit we paskan the Eged is not Niyakim, so why do you need Lechatchila? The Gemara says, Mishum Zekel Van Veil. So you see the Tesis proves, you see from that Gemara Beferish, that Zekel Van Veil is only a din Lechatchila, it's not Niyakim B'di'evit. You have to have fancy Tvilin and fancy Tvilin Zekel, and fancy Talas Zekel, and fancy Talas, and so on. And if it's not fancy, if it's kosher, you're also Yotze. So we know Zekel Van Veil is only Lechatchila. It's not Niyakim B'di'evit. So how come here the Gemara says, the Rav Chizda thinks that the machlekes habiyud in the Rabbanan's machlekes in din whether ksav agabi ksav is good ksav or not. And the next mandamar, who is a Rav Acha Bayankim, says not true. Everybody agrees ksav agabi ksav is good. Hakam kam Rabbanan hasmel in the bina zekel maveil veleko. It's a violation of noye mitzvah, hida mitzvah, aval hachaloi. But by a get, there's no inyan of noye mitzvah, there's not a topic of hida mitzvah. So you can't passel a get because it doesn't look pretty. So if I get all the Tanoim would agree that it's good. So Tosis asks on your testament up, what in the world is going on here? Rav Chizda says that it's machlek zabir in the Rabbanan whether ksav agabi ksav is good. Rav Acha Bayankim holds that everybody agrees ksav agabi ksav is good. The only reason why they're a chachamim pasul by the Sefer Torah is because mechzikim in umar. It's a lack of zakelim and vehu, which pasul sometimes b'di'evit. Sometimes zakelim and vehu is only chachil, and sometimes it pasul is b'di'evit. So Tosis asks, what's going on? Daf Yutessa Menalov contradicts Daf Kotha Menalov. Here in Yutessa Menalov it says that Dio Agabi Dio, Sikra Agabi Sikra, exact same ink. Ksav Agabi Ksav, so the Ksav Elyon is not called Ksiva. So how come on Daf Kotha Menalov says that it is called Ksiva? That's their kasha. Well, come on Daf Kotha Menalov, Ksav Shlo Lishma Vehelkamis Lishma, Banam Machal Ksavir Rabbanam, the Rabbi Yudah Havi Ksav. How can it be? Vyod. Overwhelming kasha, Rav Acha Bayankim comes to the conclusion they are disagreeing with Rav Chizda, Rabacha by Yankiv Masik Lekamon, he comes to the conclusion, Apila Rabbanu Mori Gabi Geta Havikosher. The only time Ksava Gabi Ksava is not acceptable is by the Sefer Torah because of his Akeli Vanveyu. But by Get, even the Rabbanu Mori hold that it's good. So how can it be? Everybody holds Ksava Gabi Ksava is good. Here the Gemara says it's no good. So that's what the Bala Tosfos gives an answer. But Oimeri, you have it on Yud Tesamen Aleph in the Tosfos, Diyo Agabi Diyo. The end of the first long white, the very wide line. The Omer Ri, the Lekabon Barashik Sav Harishon, Hoya Shalol Lishma, Ksav Hasheni Yosei Lishma. If you write Lishma on top of Shalol Lishma, so the second Ksav improves the bottom Ksav. Just like the Gemara says, Dio Agabi Sikra. The upper Ksav is black, and the bottom Ksav is red. So Dio Agabi Sikra is improving the bottom Ksav. Black ink is assumed to be better. Black is beautiful. So the black ink is better than the red ink. So that's called Ksav Elyon HaViksav, whenever the upper Ksav is better. So with the Nami on Daf Chof, if the upper Ksav is written Shalol, the bottom Ksav is written Shalol Lishma, the upper Ksav on the Get is written Lishma in a Sefer Torah or in a Get. So that's an improvement over the lower Ksav. Whenever there's an improvement, either improvement in Halacha because the upper Ksav is Lishma, or an improvement in Metzias because the upper Ksav is black and the bottom Ksav is red, so then Ksav Elyon HaViksav. That's what the Ri answers. The Ri, Dil Kamon and Daf Chof, Vaday Shiksav Arish and Hayu Shalol Lishma, Ksav Hashem the Yapik Ksav Zeil Lishma, Chosim Ksav LeRab Yude. And according to Rav Acha, by Yankiv, even the Rabbanon agree that the Ksav Elyon HaViksav. The only time it's not acceptable is by Sefer Torah because of Alakam Zakele VeAnveil. Avol Hocha, but over here on Yud Testament Aleph, that you're talking Ksav Diyo Agabi Diyo, Asikra Agabi Sikra. No change at all. Nothing was written Lishma. Not talking about a Sefer Torah get that needs Ksiv Lishma. Stam, there's a sign. And the sign is printed in black ink. And the guy writes in black ink, on top of the black ink. He's not improving anything. He's not improving in Metzius. Not that it's black on top of red. And he's not improving in Alpi Alochet. That is something that doesn't require, has nothing to do with any Lishma. That's what he said. Well, Hocha, Shiksav Hashem, Yeni Misakin Klum. It's not Misakin in Metzius. And it's not Misakin in Din. It's not that it's Lishma. Even the Tanar Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mavro Lalv Kulmus and Mekatshoi," he would have to agree here that the Ksav Elyon is not a good Ksav. I tell you, it says, but there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says Ksav Kosav Agabi Ksav Potter, and the Gemara says doesn't have to do with the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So Tosfos says, by the way, we just explained the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is only in a special case. It's not in all cases Ksav Agabi Ksav. It's only in the case where the bottom Ksav of the Sefer Torah, the Get, was written Lishma, then you're writing the upper Ksav on top of it, Lishma. So you're enhancing the Ksiva halachically. You're making it now into Lishma. You're enhancing the Ksiva because the bottom Ksav is red and the upper Ksav is going to be black. And the Mishnah Shabbos goes, Ksav Agabi Ksav, put the normal Ksav Agabi Ksav. The Ksav Elyon is nothing. So why did the Gemara think it has anything to do with this Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? So the Tosfos says, no, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is covering all cases, 100% of the cases. Whereas Kasha was that in some cases, maybe Kosav Agabi Ksav would be good Ksav. If he wrote in Dio Agabi Sikra, if he wrote the Shema on top of Shalom, the Shema, fine. That's what Tosfos writes. That's what Tosfos writes, that there's no contradiction between the two Gemaras. On Yud Tesamen Aleph, it says, Ksav Agabi Ksav is not called Ksav. And on Chof Amen Aleph, it says that Ksav Agabi Ksav is either Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is Ksav, or even the Rabbanan agree that Ksav Agabi Ksav is Ksav. The only time they disagree is by Sefer Torah, because Mechzik and Menumer looks sloppy and blotchy, and it says that Kelim Aveh passes even with the Eved. So Tosfos answers that on Daf Chof you're improving. If you write the Shema on top of Shalom Lishma, that's the same as writing Dio Agabi Sikra. So whenever you're improving, then you say Ksav Elyon Havi Ksav. Yeah. How do you understand why the Menuma should pass on B'dievet? That's a Pella. That's a Pella. Tosfos in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says over there that Lulav HaYovish is possible because it lacks a Kelim Anvei. So Tosfos says, Anayim Ayis, it's a Kelim Anvei, passels B'dievet. If it looks, if you have a pair of tefillin that looks ugly, if it's kosher, it's kosher. You can't say just because it looks awful. That's why it's possible. So, isn't that what it says here in the Gemara? Mechzikim Menumer, if you're going to have a Ksav Elyon Lishma on top of a Ksav Tachton, it really is Ksav Elyon and have a Ksav because you're improving the Ksav. But it's possible because of a different reason. Zakele Vaveyu, he the mitzvah passels B'dievet. If it's a sloppy, miserable job, passels B'dievet. So doesn't this contradict all the Gemara and Sukkah? That Zakele Vaveyu is only a Din L'chatchila, doesn't passel B'dievet. That's what the Achrayim discuss. So they give one suggestion. Maybe you're talking over here by the Shem Hashem. Here, he hoyetzorach lichtav has the brisa begin from Masech Esor from Adav Chav and Meral. Areish hoyetzorach lichtav es Hashem. Yes, it's in the Sefer Torah. He's up to the Shem Yudkei Vavkin. He made a mistake. He thought he has to write Yehuda. Then he made a mistake number two. Velahitol bo dalet. Then it turns out that he wrote Yudkei Vavkin. That's what he's supposed to. Yeah, but he didn't write it Lishma. You see this Hashem Lishma. So it says he should write over again a second time. So maybe since the pasuk says Zekeli v'anveyu, it talks about Shem Hashem, Zekeli. So maybe by Shem Hashem, the din of Noye Mitzvah is Mochomer. Maybe it's only Ma'akeh B'Yevet, it's only Likuvah Pasul B'Yevet. By Shem Hashem, and by Tefillin and Mezuzahs and Lulav and Shofar, it wouldn't pass B'Yevet. That's what some want to say. Because the pasuk says Zekeli v'anveyu, the Shem Hashem. Others want to say a different chiluk. It depends where. Others want to say a different chiluk. He's supposed to tie up the lulav with the hadasim and the arabis. L'chatchila lulav tzorch eged. But the eged, if you didn't do the eged, you can't say that it passes. Because the eged is something extraneous to the lulav and the hadasim and the arabis. The lulav and hadasim, the dalim in themselves, are kosher without an eged. One time, a Rabbi did disagree, so he learns that from a drasha, from a pasuk, the lulav tzarech eged likuva. If you didn't tie up the hadasim and arabis to the lulav, so it's not, you're not yet in the mitzvah b'riyev. We don't pass like his pasuk, so we just say lechatchila, you need no mitzvah. Let's say, if I have a beautiful pair of tefillin in an ugly, I'll put it in an ugly paper bag. So you say, I'm not yet in the mitzvah tefillin because I held it in a shopping bag. I didn't fulfill Noye Mitzvah. I should hold a tefillin and a beautiful tefillin zekel. I should hold a talis and a pretty talis zekel. But you can't say I'm not yet in the mitzvah of the yevet. The talis zekel is ma'akim in the mitzvah of talis. And the tefillin zekel is ma'akim in the mitzvah of tefillin. It doesn't make any sense. It's something extraneous. So the eged, as far as we're concerned, we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin lulavayim asarach eged. So the eged is something extraneous to the dalamina mitzvah. So you can't say that it's ma'akim b'diyevet. But over here we're talking the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah. The ksav itself is blotchy. It's a sloppy mess. So maybe there, Tosus only says that Zekele Manbe is not Me'akeh B'Yeved if it's a Noye Mitzvah that's Chutz Mena Mitzvah, like the Eged of the Lulav, like the Mental of the Sefer Torah, like the Zekel, the Tefillin Zekel. But to say the Ksav is a sloppy mess, Mechzik Menumah on the Ksav, here you're going to have a Ksav, Agab Ksav, here you're going to have one layer of Ksav. So the whole script is going to look awful. It's going to look so blotchy and sloppy. So there, the it's a lack of Noye Mitzvah in the Gufa Mitzvah itself.
What would
Tosus
say that?
That's the Kasha. Tosus makes a flat statement. There's never such a thing that Noye Mitzvah is Makeh B'Yevet. So they all ask, what do you do with this Gemara? Davcha? The Rabbi Acha Bar Yankiv says, the first one of Chizda says that the Machlekes Abin Rabbanon is where the Ksav Agab Ksav is good or not. And Rav Acha Bar Yankiv says wrong. They all agree Ksav Agab Ksav is a good Ksav if you're improving the lower Ksav. The lower Ksav is written Shalom Lishma, the upper Ksav Lishma. We all agree that since you have an improvement, so Ksav Elyon have Ksav. The reason why the Chacham Pasul is because of Kelev and Ve. So that's what Achranim asks. According to Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, does not contradict Taisos. So some Achranim want to answer Shem Hashem is different. He is talking Shem Hashem. And the pasuk says that keli v'anvei. Since it talks about Shem Hashem keli, so there the noy mitzvah is likuba. Others say that's a pshetl. What it means that keli v'anveiu only goes on Shem Hashem. It goes on tefillin and tzitzis also. But we say that the noy mitzvah is not ma'akeh b'diyevet because the noy mitzvah is all extraneous to the mitzvah itself. You're talking about an eged around the lulav, the hadasim and the arabs. You're talking about a tefillin zekel, a talis zekel. Here you're talking about the ksav of the sefer Torah itself. So whenever the thing itself is ugly looking, then it can passel b'di'evet. That's talking about Rashi holds over there. That lulav ayavesh is passel b'di'evet because the heft of the lulav is a sloppy mess. It looks dead. It looks dead. So that's what Rashi holds. That if Tosis proves in the Gemara in the first parak in Sukkah that the dafyud that even though lulav tzarech eged lachatchila but it doesn't passel b'di'evet, that's because that's extraneous to the mitzvah itself. But the lulav ayavesh, that's the actual Hefta Shal Mitzvah itself. It looks dead, it looks awful. So Rashi is right that would pass on B'Yevet. And a right to Rashi is this Gemara. And they say, according to Tais will have to answer that Shem Hashem is Mocham. Is that Kelim Haver? It goes on Shem Hashem.
The Tzul of Lishma, I don't understand how Tosus can say that that's considered a Yin Siva.
Isn't that just a din in the Sefer Torah? If you write it Lishma, it's a kosher Sefer Torah. How does it affect the ksiva? It's the same ksiva.
It's like black ink on top of red ink. Basically, black ink, red ink is the same thing, but still, black ink is nicer and pretty.
The metzias is a different ksav. Here, the metzias is the same ksav.
Right.
The ksav doesn't change.
Right.
You're just saying, once the Shema, the Sefer Torah is kosher.
Right.
So how does that change the ksav?
Whenever you have the upper ksav, makes an improvement, either halachic improvement or an improvement in metzias. That's what the Re sees. That then everyone would agree that ksav only have ksav.
Even if it's not a
dinim itself. Yeah, even if it's not a mitzias, even outside. That's the machlokes Rav Chizda and Rav Acha Bayag. Rav Chizda thinks that whether halachic improvement, the apik sav of the shema as opposed to the log sav shelo the shema, is halachic improvement equivalent to an improvement in mitzias by Diog Avi Sikra. So Rav Chizda thinks that that's one of the machlokes Abuna the Rabbanim. Rav Acha Bayakim thinks, no, everyone agrees that it's acceptable, that Ksav Elyon have Ksav. The only time they disagree is by Sefer Torah, because Mechzikim Menum is Akein Vaveh. But by Get, they would all agree that Ksav Elyon have Ksav. If you wrote Lishma Tafav Shalot Lishma, you have an improvement in Halacha, so that's equivalent to an improvement in Metzis. That's what Tesis learned, that is the Machlekes between Rav Chizde, Amr Rav Chizde, Banal Machlekes Abinu Rabbana, and Rav Acha Bayakim says, no, the Kuli Alma, that Ksav Elyon have Ksav. What does the Gemara have a shayla now? Boy minei resh lokesh ma'ab yech Eirem she'enim yonim lachzom. The Eirem don't know how to sign their names. They're prepared to serve as Eirem, but they don't know how to sign their names. So the Gemara says later, how do they sign their checks? X. So let them sign the get, also X. However they sign, 2X. Their middle name, 3Xs, whatever. However they sign a check, they can sign this also. The Gemara says you don't have to write Reuven ben Yaakov, eh? If you draw one Amar, you used to draw a boat, one Amar, you used to draw a fish, whatever. But talking over here, they don't sign any checks. They do everything by cash. Okay. You'd be a multimillionaire. You don't know how to sign your name. Okay. So what do you have? So normally you shouldn't permit such Eidim to sign a get. But the Gemara says that that's one of the chilukim between Git and Nashim and Shechuri Avodim. The Bishol is Drach Mishol Git and Nashim and Shechuri Avodim. So the Gemara says these things then and other things no. So the Gemara says, and Daftesim Ebeis. Lemuti had the Tanya here. Tesam and base, 8 lines from the top. Eidim she'ani yom lachzom mekarnam niyochot umamalam sakrem niyo. Amar Reb Shimon Leib. Medo amar megitei noshim. If you have a shas hadchak, then mishum megun akila berabbanon. We'll stand on our head. We'll figure out an etza how we can use these eidim to sign the get. Al shechuri avodim is not right. Shaklosham yorim dekus lachzom chayis memla ben chayis. You shouldn't allow them to be eid. So it's a special kula mishum megune. If you have a big shas hadchak, we give Zechan Eitzah. So what Eitzah can you give over here? Eidim She'enim Yonim Lachzom, what do you do? So that's the Shaila. Boy Menei Reshlagish Ma'ad Yechim, what do you do? Eidim She'enim Yonim Lachzom. Ma'o She'yichtu V'lehem B'sikro V'yachtamu. Can we write, his name is Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid. Can I write Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid in red ink? And I'll tell the aide, your name is Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid, that's what it says. You take a pen with black ink, and you copy over my letters. It's not going to be his handwriting, it's going to be my handwriting. But he's going to write in my handwriting. Okay? Gemara has a shaila, is ksav agabi ksav ksav or not? Because the upper ksav is going to be black and the lower ksav is red. Is it good or not? Ksav elyon ksav or ein ksav? If he writes black on top of red, is that acceptable? Omala ein ksav, it's no good. Frek takasha, why is it no good? Shlokish was the Talmud Rabbi Yechonah said, but you just gave a shir. The all gabi sikra on Shabbos is chayv shtayim. He said, "It's chaim mishim kaisel, chaim mishim moichek." So he sees ksav elyon have ksav. Whenever the upper ksav is an improvement over the lower ksav, so the lower ksav is red, the ksav elyon is black, so it's an improvement. So just like in Hilchos Shabbos Yechayev, so by the get, it should also be good. So that's what he asks him. Amar Vishlokish says, "Rabbi, halal maratan rabbein ksav elyon have ksav leinyan Shabbos. If it's red on top and black." So he says, "Mipnei shana medamim nasa ma'isa." We can't be makel. How do you translate the words "Mipnei shana medamim nasa ma'isa"? So Rashi translates "medamim loshen kamedumali." I think that the din is like this. Rashi says that Rabbi Yechanan said, "I'm not so sure that the din by Shabbos is that ksiva. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure by Shabbos. I say lechumre. Don't write red, don't write black on top of red. It may be that black on top of red is an improvement, and therefore, since you have an improvement, it'll be ksavel yin habiksav. He's not sure. He's not sure in Hilchus Shabbos, and the man is not sure in Hilchus Gittin. So on Shabbos, you should go to Chumrin, don't write black on top of red. In Hilchus Gittin, you should go to Chumrin, not the permitted. That's how Rashi translates. What does it mean? Mepnei shano medamim, mepnei shano medumim. On omdim, mesvurim, the omdim, medumim, omdim, me omed libeno lahachmi. Nasa maisa lok, afilin yin Shabbos, ba maisa ladenim, bismana beis, amin, shloha yisisemach, al-dvar, lahavichulon lazar. I'm not sure what the din is in Hilchus Shabbos. I said, L'chumre, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. But you can't say, L'kula, but I'm not sure, not by Shabbos and not by the Gittin. That's how Rashi reads. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam writes, by Hilchus Shabbos, he says, Yivachayiv. And he says, B'tnei Shana Medamim, you're making a tzushta, you make a dimion on Hashvah, you want to equate the get with Hilchus Shabbos. Maybe that din is only in Hilchus Shabbos, and you cannot make an equation. Maybe the dimyan is not valid. Why is the dimyan not valid? Why should it be no good? So it could be that the ksav of the Edom has to be the ksav yodam. I'm going to write in red ink on the piece of paper, I'm going to write his name, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, and he's going to take a pen with black ink, and he's going to write on top of it. So it's not going to be his unique handwriting. Maybe that's the halacha, that the however you sign your name, if you sign your name 1x, it has to be your handwriting. If you sign your name 2x's, 3x's, or whatever, it has to be your unique handwriting. If you sign your name by drawing a boat, or by drawing a fish, or by drawing a log, the Gemara has everyone drew a different picture. Okay, so that's your signature. I'm going to write your name, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid. It's going to have the letters. Let's say you don't know how to write Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, so I'll give you a, what do they call it? A stencil, and just fill in the spaces. And it's going to be, every letter is going to be exactly as it is in the stencil. So that's not going to be your unique ksavyat. So maybe that's what the Gemara. Huh?
You're in the kind of
yeah. That's the Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, that we had the Tosis before on Tess on the base. How can you be in the kaimit? So Tosis says, on Tess on the base, Mekar lahem liyor cholok. In the middle of the Tosfos, they say, Rabbi Nachanan al-Pir, Shalokhim liyor cholok, you take a stencil, and the karmol of Shemus of Eidim, the Eva liyev, you give a stencil, the Simim Mosel laklav, Shaget Kosbo, Boy Ben, Omalim sakrem dio, Vinikeres aksiva al gabiget, Yushalmi yes, Valok Savarishin hu pirish, Enegiach liskaim v'chay somov. What's unique about their handwriting? They're just filling in exactly the stencil. Yushalmi answers, Umishani, the last two lines in the Tosfos, and Tessam and Beis, Kishihichav lehem sakrem. The stencil has a wide letter for Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, and they fill in part of it. So that's going to be their unique ksavyat. That's going to be their handwriting. So it could be, a possibility could be, that not only is that relevant for Yochel Hiskayim b'chaysamav, how are you going to make Kiyum HaChasimus? You're just filling in a stencil. It could be that that's what Rabbi Yechonah meant over here. If you learn like the Rambam, not like Rashi, that we have no right to mimedame get to Shabbos. By Shabbos, Dio Agabi Sikra is an improvement, so Ksav Elyon Habiksav. But by signing names on a get, you have to sign with Shmo. So maybe the din requires you have to sign with your distinctive Ksav Yad. It has to be your distinct handwriting. It could be when you write a get also. Not only the Rishalmi holds it as a problem for Kiyum Achasimus, maybe even the get, the 12 lines of the get. You don't have to have Kiyum Achasimus in the get. Maybe if you take a stencil and you write all the letters of the get like that, maybe it's also not good. Maybe the din requires that a get has to be written with your distinctive, whoever is writing it, the sefer is writing it. So maybe whenever you need lishmo, you have to put from your heart and soul into it. So you have to put your distinctive handwriting into it. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's chumra. There's a Rabbi Abadi. He used to be in Lakewood for many years. And he came up with this chiddush that you can save a fortune of money by writing Sifrei Torah and Megillus, Esther. Instead of having a sefer sit and write every letter, why don't you just make a program? Let's say whenever you need Ksiva Kisidron, so you're going to have a problem. So let's say Shem Hashem, there may be a problem with Ksiva Kisidron, so leave out the Shem Hashem. So that will write separately. But the rest of the thing, just push a button and have it print out the whole thing. That'll be Ksiva Lishma. So it's like when you push the button on the matzah machine, so it's called Asiya Lishma. when you push the button on the tzitzis machine, the person can say that that's called asiyas achutim lishma. Once you just push a button, that'll be called printing, writing the Sefer Torah and the Megillah lishma. So he thought that it's okay. Rabbi Abadi thought that it's okay. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, based on his interpretation of the Rambam, that since you need ksiva lishma by a get, and you need ksiva lishma by the Sefer Torah and by the Megillah, so this ksiva lishma means I'm putting in my heart and soul, and it has to be my unique handwriting. So he thought, whenever it's not my unique handwriting, whoever's going to push the button is going to be exactly the same ksav yad. So that's not called ksiva lishma. By Shabbos, you don't need ksiva lishma. You just need akaisa b'Shabbos. So you don't have to put in your heart and soul into it.
According to Tosos, even if you don't use red ink, just use black ink, why don't you say it's an improvement because now the Edom are signing your name? So just giving the same ink itself is already an improvement. Until the first pair of Edom didn't do anything, and now the Edom are able to sign, that's already an improvement.
Right.
So why does it not have to use red ink?
And Achanami, the way Tosos said, yeah. The way Tosos said, if it'll be black ink, maybe it'll be a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Where Rav Chisda said on Daf Chav, it'll be a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Rabbi Yehuda will say that it's ksav elyon habiksav because the upper ksav is lishma, and the Chachamim would say it's no good. According to Rav Acha by Yankif, it'll be the same. According to Rav Acha by Yankif, even the Chachamim will agree by a get that it's good ksav elyon habiksav. It's only chisaron by a sefer Torah because of the Mechzikim Menuma, because of the Zakil Menachanan. You're right. Maybe the Gemara wanted to satisfy even Rav Chisda over here. I mean, this is Reish Lakish Rav Yechanan. He didn't know that Rav Chisda existed. He lived in a different country. And maybe that's what he had in mind. So the two ways how to translate. Rashi writes, "Medamim anachnu kemedume elanu," that the din is in Hilchos Shabbos, but I'm not 100% sure in Hilchos Shabbos either. If I would live ilavodi adena bisman beis hamigdash lo yisus samechal dvar lahavichulun lazar, I'm not so sure that in Hilchos Shabbos yichayev. And the Rambam quotes the din in Hilchos Shabbos. He quotes chayev chavras, chayev shtayim. That's clear. But he just says, "Medneshanu medamim." You cannot be medamim milsa lemilsa. You cannot make a tzushtal and a hashvo. Maybe get. Since you need ksiva lishma, so maybe therefore you need dafka your unique ksav yad. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a drasha about people teaching Torah to Talmidim, that they're like a sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Safar Rabba the Yisrael. Why? Because he inscribes the Torah in the hearts of all of his students. So he spoke about chinuch, that a person who's in transmitting Torah to others has to give from his heart and his soul, has to give to others. So that drasha was delivered in Yiddish, and then it was printed, someone wrote it up, Hillel Zeidman wrote it up in Yiddish in the Yiddish newspaper. And then many years ago someone translated it into Hebrew, not such a good idea, Hebrew, and they printed it in Hebrew. So in the middle of that drasha he refers to this shia that he said, as I explained the Mashiur Mangitin, and daf yutes and aleph, then bnei shonim edamim, the Rambam holds that the sefer has to create lishma and the get, and then the sefer Torah has to come from within him. So just like he has to, from the kedushas Yisrael that he has to give a kedusha to the sefer Torah. He said al derech hadrash. There's an agadita in Maseches Nida where the Gemara says that the Malach teaches the baby kol haTorah kula before he's born. So he thought the ability of the sefer to be Mekadosh of Sefer Torah is because he has the Kedusha of Sefer Torah within his heart. The Malach taught him Kol HaTorah Kula before he was born. So therefore he has the ability to endow in the Kedusha he saw that every Jew has, stems from the fact that he has this Torah that was taught to him before he was born. So the Kedusha HaTorah that's within him, which gives him the Kedusha HaTorah, is what enables him to endow the Klaf with the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. So since it has to flow from within him, from his heart and his soul, so it has to be his unique ksav yad, as opposed to Hilchos Shabbos. That's not an inyan of lishma. So this is what he mentioned, this shiur he mentioned in his drasha.
What about if you make you take his handwriting and you make a stamp out of it? Would that be good? It's his handwriting, his ksav, but you make a stamp.
And he's going to stamp it?
Yeah, and he will stamp it.
Maybe it would be good? I don't know. It's his unique handwriting? Maybe. Okay. Each person has his own unique handwriting. So maybe then it would be.
The get is going to need this.
Pardon me?
the Lishma, how much of the get is going to need this? Just the name or the all your base sure is going to need it?
How much needs Lishma? So that's going to be Mishnayis later. How much of the get? The teifas, the turf, how much of the get has to be written Lishma? Alachat chidat the whole get. But the Eved, only the turf, the teifas, but need Lishma. Okay.
According to this, you would be able to type a get. Typing Lishma.
Yeah,
he
wouldn't be able to, right? Because it's not his unique savyan, right? That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought was the Shita Sarambam here. So according to the Ram, has to be my unique savyan. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow morning, whoever is interested, is Wednesday morning. I'm supposed to give a shiur 11:40.